Daily News Bureau. I'm Laurel Pinnock. More than 602,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 14.3 million confirmed cases worldwide, with cases rising by the day. The U.S. is reporting the highest number of cases globally, with more than 3.7 million, followed by Brazil with more than 2 million, India with more than 1 million, Russia with over 770,000 confirmed cases, and South Africa with more than 350,000 cases. Some countries which have eased social distancing and stay-at-home restrictions are seeing a resurgence in cases. In Spain, authorities in the state of Catalonia urged over 96,000 people in three towns to stay home Sunday, shortly after they ordered nearly 4 million residents to stay home, including those in the capital of Barcelona. In Australia's state of Victoria, which includes the city of Melbourne, residents have been ordered to wear a mask in public or risk paying a fine. Sunday's announcement on this follows a partial lockdown implemented in the state earlier this month. Hong Kong's Premier Carrie Lam said Sunday that the territory had reported its highest one-day increase since the pandemic began, over 100 new infections. Lam said non-essential civil servants would be asked to work from home, describing the situation as really critical with no signs of coming under control. This weekend had the World Health Organization reporting a record increase in coronavirus cases worldwide, with nearly 260,000 new cases in 24 hours. The biggest increases were in the United States, followed by Brazil, India, and South Africa. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is in favor of Americans wearing face masks to help curb the surging coronavirus pandemic, but he says he will not impose a national mandate. "I'm a believer in masks," Trump said in an interview first aired on the TV show Fox News Sunday. Mr. Trump wore a mask in public for the first time just a week ago. He also told Fox News, quote, "I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wears a mask, everything disappears." He noted that the country's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, as well as the Surgeon General of the United States, had both advised against wearing a mask in the first days of the virus's spread in the U.S. These two have long since changed their minds and repeatedly call for face coverings. An EU summit to agree on a huge coronavirus economic rescue package could collapse without a deal, says German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday. This as leaders at odds enter a third day of talks in Brussels. The 27 leaders have argued over the scale and rules for the package, with the Netherlands leading a band of frugal allies demanding lower budgets and tougher conditions for handouts. On the agenda is a plan that could quickly send EU cash to countries hit hardest by the novel coronavirus, most notably in Spain and Italy. West African mediators trying to resolve Mali's political crisis Sunday called for a power-sharing government and a new constitutional court in this latest bid to calm tensions. The country is in the midst of a political impasse between President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and a newly galvanized opposition dead set on his resignation. At least 11 people died over 3 days of unrest last week following protests against the president. It's the worst political unrest the West African state has seen in years. After days of talks with the government and the opposition, mediators from the 15-nation Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, proposed that the current ruling coalition make up 50% of a new unity government, with a proposed 30% being members of the opposition and the remaining 20% coming from civil society groups. The mediators also suggested appointing new judges to the country's constitutional court to resolve a dispute over the March-April parliamentary election. The mediators, led by former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, finished their mission Sunday when Jonathan told reporters it wasn't the mediators' mission to seek the president's resignation. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.